So please, on a final day on the Lower Nile, let us bring ourselves together after a beautiful, relaxing journey, voyage, sailing through this beautiful energy of the Nile River in Egypt. Let us bring ourselves again to coherence together, focusing on our breath, focusing on our hearts, letting go a bit of our circulating mind thoughts, breathing consciously, slowly, intently, focusing on our being, on our energy, on our light, on our inner beauty, and feeling everyone together, connecting as one coherent heart, as one energy field, right here, right now, right in this present moment, allowing ourselves to open our heart even more into the infinite love that's within us, that guides us every moment of our lives and increases with every intention we give to it, to ourselves and to those around us, expanding our awareness, expanding our compassion, our compassionate action in everything we do. Breathe and allow yourself to love yourself even more, even more, knowing the unshakable bond you have with Spirit, with God, with Source, with the great I Am, that I Am, that has no beginning and no end, just as this river carries us in a continuous feeling of a journey into infinity of no beginning and no end, feeling the softness of the breeze of the Nile, of the banks of the river, of the gentleness, peacefulness, joy that comes from this entire area, and that complements our heart, and we complement it as we honor ourselves. We honor where we are, we honor each other, and we honor everyone else that is journeying on this earth right now, going through everything they are going through, either individually or as a country and globally. There is a purpose and design for everything. We may not know it always with our mind, but we can deeply feel it with our hearts. Breathe and allow yourself to open yourself even more, also for the benevolent beings that have been with you through this entire journey, your guides, angels, galactic family, soul family, that they are always in their multitude, always surrounding us, just loving us, just loving us, And all they ask is to love ourselves even more. Even more.
And an awakening to a bigger truth happens one person at a time. You don't often find a group awakening. Instead, it is an individual connection that is discovered. However, when you have a gathering of those who have individually had their own personal awakening to a bigger truth, the coherence of that group together can amplify what one on their own can do. And so with that information, I invite each of you to participate with me in visualizing the violet flame of Saint Germain. This is a healing energy. And together, as we visualize the violet flame of Saint Germain, feel the energy of that healing surround the group. Together, let us bathe in that violet flame of Saint Germain. And that invitation is now extended to all those listening into this message in this moment. You too are surrounded by the violet flame of Saint Germain for healing. Within your DNA, you hold a layer of multidimensionality that is responsible for healing at the cellular level. And so now we ask you to send that violet flame of Saint Germain to the family members and loved ones of those who are in this group, and the family members and loved ones of those who listen to this message. May they also be surrounded by the violet flame of Saint Germain. We are simply visualizing, feeling, sensing, imagining that energy. And trust that each person's inner wisdom will guide that energy to where it is needed the most. And allow that blanket of healing energy of Saint Germain to now spread beyond this group, beyond the listeners, beyond the family and loved ones, to surround the planet with a healing energy, a beautiful violet color surrounding the planet. And in this coherence that we've now created, let us continue the story of woe.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. May I say it again? God is bigger than you think. God is grand. God is good. God is magnificent. God does not think like a human. God is the creator of all things. All of this, woe knew at some level. But the specifics that he was learning became his personal discovery of self. We continue this story. And Woe now finds himself again in front of his teacher, Yusha. And they greet each other, and Yusha wants to know how Woe is doing. Because Woe always had questions, and he of course still does. The last time they were together, Yusha told him something that also was controversial to the max. It flew in the face, as they say, of every teaching he had ever had, by his spiritual organizations, by those who taught him. And it eliminated the whole idea of angels and demons, and instead put it squarely on the human being to create light or destroy it. You might remember that Yusha told him that there doesn't have to be extra entities on the planet who do things like boost you up or tear you down, that human beings are very good at both. But that Yusha also told him something else, that the planet was changing, that he was in a shift, a cycle. And this cycle is greater than you think. The cycle actually includes many planets. That's coming. That also will be discovery of self. But right now, on the planet, you're starting to see light win. And that's what he told Yusha, that there would come a time when there would be more light than dark. And you would see it first by how you treated one another. And in the past, this planet has not done well at that. But slowly over time, and especially now, you have something you'd never had. Peace for 70 years in general. No world wars in general. And suddenly you get to see the reaction of the world when something happens that seems completely inappropriate. That's new, dear ones. And this is what Yusha wanted to tell. Whoa. It's changing before your eyes. No angel came down and did this. This is humanity starting slowly to shift in what it truly wants. If you ask any human being in any culture right now, what do you really want? Don't ask the leaders, dear ones. Don't ask the politicians. Ask the public in any country, anywhere. What do you really want? And they'll all tell you much the same. We want peace for our families and safety. We don't want to be hungry. We want to have work when it's available. We want to have our families with us. We want to have joy. We want to laugh. We want to live in peace. This is worldwide, dear ones. And that is what is going to win. That is what will change politics. That is what is going to change leadership. Watch for it. Watch for it. These are new. They haven't been on the planet in this way before. Not in this way, where there is a consensus of peace. I told you it would happen. I also told you two steps forward, one step back. In other words, it doesn't happen in a linear fashion, and it's not easy. Wo learned also that consciousness is measurable energy and can be used. Indeed, he learned that you attract what you expect. And although he had heard this before, he never heard it from a shaman. That energy is so palpable, you can ingest it, you might say, you can send it, you might say, you can feel it, you might say. It's more than just energy. Consciousness has a multidimensional aspect to it. It's more than just energy. And if you have a consciousness, what you expect, you will often bring to you. Wo learned that he is not a victim of the planet. Nothing happens by chance. That all things around him work in cycles. And if he puts before himself an expectation of the things that he desires in his life that are good and honorable, he attracts them. And Woe even had proof, because he went home and saw his family again complain and verbalize what they were afraid of. And then he got to watch some of those things occur. And he realized right then that they were in a habit that they didn't even know. Woe learned that God was so much more than he had ever knew. That he'd heard this expression made in his image so often and didn't know what it meant. But Yushaw told him, the image is love. Humanity is made with love. That is the primary energy of creation. And then humanity has the ability to do whatever it wants with it. And it has, and you've seen it. All of the wars, all of that time over eons, all of the death, the destruction. You stand again, I tell you, on the cusp of a major shift on this planet where disagreements don't have to turn into death. A major shift is occurring. It's the beginning of something far more permanent than you might think. You might even have an organization of peace on this planet. It's something that no one has even thought of yet, and it will occur. You'll see. Woe didn't know what possibly could be next, and yet Yushaw said, oh, there is a lot to tell you yet about what is actually happening in your life, in everyone's life, that seems to hide, not be told, where only some believe in it, some don't. Yushaw asked Woe, for the next lesson, I'm going to ask you, do you think the Creator put you here to live a few years, because that's all you live? Humans really don't live very long. And then you go away somewhere, back to where you came from, and that was it. What they call a flash in the pan, a lifetime that comes and goes with a beautiful soul and then leaves. Does that make sense? What does that accomplish in the larger scheme of things? And Woe thought about it, and he said, well, I've never thought about it. And he admitted to Yushaw that this was not something he ever pondered. He never pondered, you know, what the love process would be of God or the Creator. And so Yushaw told him, your soul, I told you, is eternal. It has no beginning. It has no end. It was not created to be punished. The Egyptians, they had a very interesting idea. And it's different. It's different from any religion you have on the planet today. They were aware that life is short. And even as they were alive and walking this planet, so many were preparing for the afterlife. Well, they had this idea that you don't die and then go to some miraculous heaven. Instead, things are similar. And that explains all of the paraphernalia you see in the tombs, the things they're going to take with them because they need them. Life continues. It just continues differently. And they continue to work. They take their boats. They take their carts. They take so many things that they can reestablish within themselves and continue another kind of life in the afterlife, but one that will be eternal. So even the Egyptians had the intuition 5,000 years ago of something today that there is not an intuition about. Today it's about punishment and reward. It doesn't have a continuing life to it, but it does. But it's here. He wanted to tell Wo that that soul of his has been on this planet in many human forms, over and over and over and over. If you took a poll on this planet right now of how many believe in past lives, almost half the Earth would. You take a look at those involved in Buddhism and Hinduism and more. All of them have this as a staple of belief. And why it makes sense, dear ones, as a creation of love, is that you get to come back and come back and come back. And Yusha said, I'm about to explain the word old soul. It's like a school, Wo. Every single time you come back, you learn something. You don't come back as a punishment. You come back and select what you're going to do. Because when you're not here, you have the mind of God. You are a piece of God, even here. Your soul is a miracle of energy of God. And you decide what you're going to do, what you're going to learn, who even will be your parents. And that really affected Wo, because he said to Yusha, I don't believe that one. I never would have selected these parents. And Yusha smiled and said, Wo, what if you were the teacher for your parents? What if you are the old soul and they are not? What if you need to show them something for this lifetime that they never expected? Unconditional love, no matter what they do. And Wo thought about it. And he said, oh, I'm beginning to understand. You mean I'm coming back? Yes, you are. What if I don't want to come back? Wo, when you get to the other side of the veil, I will tell you something. You stand in line to come back. You want to come back. Because what you do on this planet as an old soul starts to change the Earth. Remember, consciousness is energy. What happens if you go through a school? And what happens after many, many years of schooling and teaching and schooling and teaching? And you come back as a graduate. And there are hundreds and hundreds of graduates. Let me ask you, if you had a city that had educated itself over and over, and they were all very, very well knowledged in many, many things and knew how things worked and all, what would happen to that city? Let's say they all were graduates. That city would be very special. That city would probably not be dysfunctional because of what they have learned in that school of life. What works, what doesn't, what is love, what is not, what to do when you're in trouble. That's what's happening on the planet. More and more old souls coming back and going and coming and going and coming and back and back are creating a more compassionate population. Have you seen that in the last days? A compassionate population of the planet, where they can relate and emote love to those who they don't know. Wo started understanding and realizing, if that is true, it makes sense. It makes logical sense. It makes sense in love. And he said it again. What if I don't want to come back? Wo, if you get to the other side of the veil and you don't want to come back, you don't have to, but you will. Wo, you will. Especially now. And Wo perked up his ears at especially now. Wo, you won't remember anything. You really don't have a firm memory of time. In your Akashic record, that's a new word, Wo. A record of your past lives is called the Akash. The Akashic record does not exist with dates. It exists with energies. So you will remember some things energetically. And that doesn't matter how many years ago you were on the planet. When they are reminded of you because of that which is the energy of where you are or where you stand, many times you have those energies tweak your memory, perhaps. And they do it for one reason. Make you remember what you learned. And that's all. You're not supposed to then take that and do something with it. You're only supposed to remember what you learned. Some of those of you here on this boat, on this last trip, on this Lower Nile, have had experiences like that. They make you sit down, don't they? They sweep over you, and you don't know what to do with them. And perhaps they're multiple. If you existed 5,000 years ago in this culture, because of the way past lives karma works, you probably were here over 3,000 to 5,000 years many, many times. So if you're looking for who you might have been, that's difficult, because the energies will flow in with multiples of who you were. And the chances that an old soul was an Egyptian are very high. All over the planet. Think about the duration of time. Think about the opportunities of you learning things over time. You're in that kind of a school, Wo. You have been many places, and here you sit as an old soul. Wo, that's who you are. Wo said, "Will I remember much at all besides energy?" And then Yusha got to tell him something that I have channeled many times about this new energy that I want all of you to hear. All of those listening on this boat, all of those listening from now on, if you haven't heard this before, listen up. The energy changes when it comes to these kinds of things. For instance, past lives. The energy changes regarding all things that your soul experiences on this planet. And it changes because of what you do, not because of what God does. That is controversial, because there will be those who say that the rules of God are the same, always. There is this, 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 and this, and never changes. God never changes. I'll say it again. God never changes. God is great. God is beautiful. God is grand. God is forever. But the relationship to you changes as you change. This shift that you're in has brought you to a place that is different from 50 years ago, different from 40 years ago. And here is how it differs in this one area. When you come back the next time, and all of you will, even if you say you won't, even if you say you don't want to, you will. Because when you come back, that Akashic record is going to go to a place that's unexpected. You won't remember who you were. Here on this boat, you won't remember that. But you're going to remember what doesn't work. And you're never going to have to make the same mistakes again. Does that make a difference to you? You come in young, and you never have to make those mistakes. Your intuition will guide you around the issues you experienced even this lifetime. That is how different the energy is going to be. Old souls, all of you, will have this experience of coming in yet again, fresh, and being able to steer around life and saying, yes, no, and knowing that's not going to work, this is going to work. In partnerships, in government, in business, old souls are going to have an advantage, a big one. And that's going to elevate you to positions of importance because you're wise and they can see you're wise. And that's just one step closer to an ascended planet. Wo took all of this in and said, is there really more about this? And Yuzhou looked at him. He said, a lot more. A lot more, Wo. I want you to go back and think about these things. This is a giant school of compassion, of love. Wo said, well, what about karma? I've heard a lot about karma. It's a word that we use. And Yuzhou looked at him and said, I told you some time ago, in other messages, in another life, Wo, that you could drop your karma, because in this new energy that was coming back then, it serves no purpose anymore. In the past, it was an old energy way of getting you to see things and move things and experience things again and learn them, but not now. Here's the invitation for all those who are listening who have not heard this before. You can say, Dear Spirit, I drop my karma. I don't need to learn these things. I drop it completely. There is precedent for this. And there are cultures who do this. And I'm asking you to do it. And understand, it has no place anymore on this planet. This is starting to be an energy that is fresh, different, more compassionate, where you can do more things. Expect the best, dear ones. Expect miracles, dear ones. And watch them happen before you. Wo was overwhelmed yet again, went from that place where Yuzhou taught him, and pondered everything, wondering how long it will take before they sink in and he becomes one where the sand starts to recede from him instead of him having to slog through it as he has all his life. And then Wo did something. Chills all over his body as he looked down at his feet and saw the sand was starting to move. Wo was starting to understand, awakening, light, consciousness, the energy of expectation, the God within. And he walked home very easily. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.